CPA After Dark.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to CPA After Dark. I am your host, Marit Bermud, CPA. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Kristen Graham, business owner, real estate investor, woman of all trades. It's not jack of all trades. She's the Jacqueline of all trades.
Hi.
And we are so excited to talk to you today a little bit about small business. We just kind of decided we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to talk about some of the down and dirty aspects of owning a business. This is just kind of a fun episode. Mm-hmm. It's light. It's for all of you business owners out there or even aspiring entrepreneurs. You know, you see all of this glamour and all of these beautiful images on social media. You see a lot of people that own a small business that have been doing it for a while. They have a lot of nice things. They can be very successful. But, you know, there's are other aspects that aren't so glamorous that, of course, people are not going to want to share with you. And you don't really know until you're in it for yourself. And then you find your community of others and you start to really realize that being a small business owner, it's got so many beautiful perks. It also has its challenges. And we just want to discuss that a little bit today from two entrepreneurs sitting right here.
Yeah. So this actually was stemmed from, I did a post on Facebook and I'm going to read it to you. It said, to successfully be a self-employed business owner, you have to be comfortable with a level of stress that would destroy most. And the feedback I got from this post, and I just had shared a post. This was somebody's post I shared. And the feedback that I got from different people, I think everybody that commented was an entrepreneur or were friends with an entrepreneur and just like knew the stress that we go through. And I had posted it on a day that I was like really feeling the stress of being a business owner. And it is definitely a level of stress that you... I guess I want to say being uncomfortable, and I say this all the time, you want to make yourself uncomfortable every day because that means that you're growing. But the level of stress that we deal with as small business owners is just, it would crush most people. And you have to be prepared for that if you are an aspiring entrepreneur and you think the grass is going to be greener on the other side, you quit your job and it's going to be amazing. And, you know, you can go on lunch dates with your friends. Guess what, guys? It is not the case. Yes, we can go on lunch dates with our friends. We can. But if I'm on a lunch date with my friends, guess what I'm not doing? Making money. So keep that in mind when you decide that you want to quit your W-2 job and you want to work for yourself and be an entrepreneur and own your own business. That's great. And it is, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying that you have to remember that when you go on that lunch date with your friends or you decide to, you know, take an afternoon and go to the beach, you're not making money. So if you're not physically working, you're not making money. So you have to remember that too. And that is stressful.
I've actually thought about that a lot. You said that in a different episode that we filmed. Mm-hmm. Every moment that I'm not working, I'm not making money. Mm-hmm. And that has stuck with me ever since the first time you said it. Yeah. Because now, you know, before I was just doing my business on the side and we had my husband's steady income kind of just so I had the flexibility to not have to stress. But now I think about that all the time, mm-hmm. you know, and every time he wants to go to lunch because he's still in that W-2 mindset. Yeah. Sometimes I say yes. Lots of times I'm like, are you insane? No,
we don't
like,
have time.
No, that's not, it's not, we don't have mm-hmm. time. I'm not trying to spend money on that. You know, yeah. like we have other things to do. So definitely that is just, I don't know. There's got to be someone else out there in our audience who hears that and it hits them as hard as it hit me mm-hmm. because I will just be going throughout my day and I hear you in my head saying that. And I'm like, shit, I got to get back to work. Like,
yeah,
I got to.
So my mom had said that there's a level of stress that I'm under owning my own business. And I thought that it was going to be, you know, roses and fairy tales. But the reality is that when you're not working, you're not making money and that's stressful. And when something comes up, mm-hmm. guess who has to deal with it? Me. So when things mm-hmm. come up and shit hits the fan, there's no passing it off to HR, pass it off to your secretary, unless you're lucky enough to have an assistant or something. I don't. So I have to deal with all the stress. And that comes with properties and social media and clients and, you know, all the things, so many different areas that I throw myself into, which are good problems mm-hmm. to have. But she made the comment that, like, this is why young people are having heart attacks. And I was like, wow. Like, if that doesn't, like, hit you in the stomach and just knock the wind out of you, I was just like, because I've thought that so many people are like young and like having heart attacks and, you know, in their like 30s and 40s. And it's like, wow, like that's right where I'm at. And it's like, then I'm like, look at all this stress. And it's like, wow, mm-hmm. it actually makes sense. But when she was younger, she was like, people weren't just having heart attacks. Not, you didn't hear of it as much. And I was like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. I never would have thought of it like that. But she said, because of the way that we work and our lifestyle,
yeah,
that I was like, well, that really hit home, like in a weird way.
Yeah, and it's especially hard, I think, on moms and like women and working moms yes. these days, because, you know, before it was okay to just be a stay-at-home mom. I've been a stay-at-home mom, but I've also had my business as well, my business at home. Mm. I just have been at home. But, it, you know, before it was stay-at-home mom, and that was your biggest job. And it's still such a wonderful job, but society now kind of looks down on it. You know, like the fact that I was at home with my kids, I always felt like I was getting judged. And so that's why I always, one of the reasons why I always pushed myself to continue my education, get my degree, get my licenses, do my small business while I was at home. But I put that pressure on myself partly because I don't think just being a stay-at-home mom for me was like fulfilling for my desires, but also because the world puts that pressure on you of, you know, it's never good enough as moms, no matter what we do. If we're working moms, we're neglecting our kids. If we're stay-at-home moms, we're not, you know, doing enough, and we're, you know, not successful career women. And it's just so much pressure to do everything all the time and make everyone happy and take care of everything. And it really does get exhausting. Yeah. It's so tiring.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I was going to say to add on to the stress that you were talking about was something that I feel like I've been feeling a lot of lately, which is isolation. Mm-hmm. Because as we take my little baby business and now we're really trying to push it into this, you know, we're expanding, we're doing so many things, a lot of people don't understand. Like if you don't have that entrepreneurial small business mindset, people in our life hear what we're doing and they don't have anything nice to say. Right. And so either I don't want to talk to them because they don't have anything nice to say, or, you know, it's isolating. It's like it makes me want to be like, I don't want your bad energy, or they act weird around me, which is the other thing I've noticed is people are starting to treat me differently. It's like they don't approve or I don't know. So I think it's very isolating. Yeah, they don't understand.
It is. And it's funny you say that, like it's isolating and it's, you almost do have to delete, and it sounds terrible, so don't hate on us in the comments, but you almost do have to delete people from your life that are draining you of your ability to grow. So if you feel, if you have like a friend group, or sometimes it even is family, and it sucks to say that, but when somebody's made a decision and thinks you're wasting your time, or why do you think that you can open up your own business, or just draining you of anything that you have left, you don't want to be around them. You don't want to be around that energy. Like I'll literally, Chris and I have done it many times. Once you do it once or twice, it's very easy to just say, you know what? I don't really need this energy. And it sounds cliche, but once you do it once or twice and you just walk away from a energy sucker, it becomes very easy to do it again and again. And now the people that I have in my life, I want in my life. And my friends, if you're listening, it's because I choose to have you in my life and you don't suck the energy out of me. So everybody that I'm friends with now are truly not energy suckers. And I feel like we all kind of lift each other up. And that is an amazing feeling. So those are the people as a small business owner that you should surround yourself with, people that challenge you.
And your friends are probably going to watch the podcast because
they support
people. Because they support you. Yeah. Because like you can be doing your entrepreneurial thing and they don't even want to ask you about what you're doing. They don't want to know. They don't want to engage with you. They don't want to learn more. And because they like don't support you. So you're right. Your friends are going to hear it because those are the supportive people in your life that are actually watching your podcast and are thinking this is so great. She's doing that. Yep. And I think like as an entrepreneur, it's already so scary. It's so stressful. It's so risky. Mm-hmm. I've just started to take that stance of I need to protect my mental health because I'm giving everything that I've got. You said it's not for the, you know, faint-hearted. It's not for the weak-minded. I'm giving everything in my heart and my soul and my mind to what I'm doing. And I just simply can't allow for that like negativity to come in and you know, threaten anything that I've got going on. It's like, it's not that I'm weak. I'm just like the capacity for it to be able to handle it's not there. And then it gets lonely. You start to really see all these people in my life who I thought were cheering me on kind of aren't.
Right.
And really quickly you're like, wow. And some of them come around. Yeah. Maybe they're just old school ways of thinking and it takes them a minute to adjust. But there's other people who, I don't know, they just like can't. They just don't understand it. And I, sorry, if you don't understand it, I guess I won't talk to you about it because I can't hear it.
But I think when you start putting yourself on social media, some people think like, well, why do you think that you have a platform? Like, what do you have to say? And they don't want to let you just kind of learn and go through the motions and expand. They just want to keep hitting you, you know, and like keeping you down and, you know, maybe it clicks, maybe, you know, I mean, we hit 1,000 subs in insert applaud. We hit 1,000 subs and that was exciting for CPA After Dark. Like this is growth. This is like allowing us to grow. So when somebody looks at you and says, well, you know what, why do you think you should have a platform? Well, you have to put yourself out there and that this is the world we live in now. So I know, I think that social media makes people look at you differently. And a lot of like, you're doing a lot on social media now. So
yeah, you're giving me good advice right now. Cause I haven't even talked to Kristen about this off camera, but it is, I actually just talked to my sister before we started filming today, telling her, I feel like there's certain people in like friend groups or, you know, family groups that like have been just acting weird around me and I don't understand why. And I know, you know, my social media is kind of making people look at me in this, it's a weird energy vibe. I'm very sensitive to energy, and these people that I've known for years, I'll get in a room with them and it's like all of a sudden they don't have really anything to say to me or they're awkward. And all I can pinpoint is my social media because I've been doing the same business stuff forever. Yep. But now I am taking all I've got to put myself out there, to be brave and just say like, hey, this is me, and hoping that it inspires other people to do the same. And that, you know, if I can provide anything of value to someone, or I've met so many great people through doing social media. There's been so many great aspects of it. And then there's that whole other side of I am glad you told me that because I thought I was literally going crazy. No. I'm like, is this because I'm on social media? I don't understand why these people I've known forever are acting like I have some sort of plague and they don't want to stand too close to me.
Yep.
It's weird.
Yeah. Posting photos on social media, posting videos on social media. I mean, even when I started talking about like, I specialize in adrenal fatigue. So a lot of clients that I have are police officers and firefighters. I don't even know if you knew that about me, but I actually specialize in people. And I always said like police officers and firefighters, but maybe I should start preaching to the small business owners because I think the level of adrenal fatigue that we have is on another level too, in all honesty. But when I started actually like vocalizing what I was doing with my clients on social media, the people that we were with when we owned the gym were looking at me very different too. And it wasn't even at that point, it's not even me posting. I mean, you guys know I post sexy photos. It is what it is. It's part of my brand. But when I start posting like literally in a t-shirt about adrenal fatigue and combating it, and I people at the gym like giving me looks, and it's like, Well, there's, I could post something sexy, you're going to have a problem. I could post something informative, you're going to have a problem. Those people are going to have a problem if you post a black screen on your Instagram. Those are people that are just going to have issues. And you can't let it stop you. You have to just let it, like, just block them out and just keep on going, because something is going to click and something is going to go viral. The more content, I think Gary Vee says this, the more content that you put out, the more chances you have of something going viral, something speaking to somebody on another level, of you reaching somebody. Mm. So just keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, then it becomes that, then you circle right back around to that isolating part, which is so weird that you're putting yourself out there to millions and millions of people.
And you're isolated.
And it can feel so lonely. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you're doing your business and you're trying to do the right thing. You're just trying to live your dream, and it's so stressful, mm-hmm. and it's so lonely, and it's so hard. And then all you see is people who are just killing it. And then it, you know, there can be that mental weight of, well, why am I not? And, you know, it's just a lot on, well, I don't know what adrenal fatigue is, but maybe I'm going through it, because you're right. Maybe you need to tell the small business owners what it is so we can identify.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely like another episode for sure. But it's,
give us a summary.
Yeah. It's, so, you know, when you feel like anxiety hit, but anxiety passes, right? Adrenal fatigue mm-hmm. does not. So the increased heart rate, the sweating, lack of ability to get a restful night's sleep, sometimes even the lack of ability to sleep at all. The big one that I found is when you go to work out and you just can't get into a workout, like so unmotivated, like going through the motions. And one of the ways I found to like combat it with physical activity is like, some people just like to like go for a run and clear their head. Maybe it's like you like yoga. Maybe there's something you do in yoga that you don't even have to think, you just do, like you kind of go on autopilot, and mm-hmm. that can help. For Chris, he would get home from work when he was a police officer, and I'd be like, okay, let's do like in CrossFit. It was like WOD is the workout of the day. And I'd be like, let's go to CrossFit and WOD together. And he would be like, I don't have it in me. And like, he would come to the gym with me and be supportive. But then he'd like sit on the rower, put his headphones on, and just pull on the rower. And he would row like the distance, like for a good hour. He would just be sitting there rowing. And it's like, man, you're still going. And he was just like, his mind was off, his body was moving, and he was on autopilot, and he felt good when he was done. So if he was lifting weights, mm-hmm. it might have pushed him further into a level of adrenal fatigue, because now he's too uncomfortable. It's like when you get into a level of discomfort that is too uncomfortable, you like are really deep into it. But it's just finding something that you can control. I talk a lot about controlling what you can control too, and that is part of working with a lot of the clients that I have that have adrenal fatigue issues.
Yeah, and how relatable is that to a business?
It's very
owner,
it's very relatable, but I didn't realize until we started talking.
Yeah, that's why this podcast is so helpful, because mm-hmm. it actually is meant to help people who are, you know, trying to push forward and mm-hmm. better their lives. And, you know, I have expertise in financial areas, tax areas, and then Kristen, you have all this other expertise mm-hmm. that I just feel like makes it so well-rounded. You know, we've got the mental, the emotional, the physical, which I mean, I don't know. It's I need you for all of that. I'm such a logical person yeah. that's like, oh, I can do this and this and this, and then I can't really do any of it. And I, you know, I definitely think there's a key to getting, like you just said, with the adrenal fatigue, mm-hmm. trying to find some sort of way to get it out of your body.
Yeah.
Like how all the hippies say, move the trauma out of your mm-hmm. body. When you move your body, you move the trauma out. When you cry, the trauma comes out. Like there's a lot of trauma when it comes to having all this stress and all this responsibility. Yeah. And I know I learn a lot from you on how to manage mm-hmm. it, because I don't have those tools in terms of, you know, understanding how to, like, how my body connects to my mind. I've been a very much like logical mind thinker without right. realizing the mind body connection. And that is why I like yoga, because when I do get on my mat, I kind of notice my crazy thoughts because my mind is finally connecting with my breath to my brain. Mm. And there are times when I'm like, whoa, I'm thinking something crazy in this down dog. Yeah. And I have gotten better as I move on to my day to be able to integrate, you know, when my body is just starting to just whack out.
Right.
Half the time you don't even notice it.
You don't.
And I think a lot of business owners, they neglect their mm-hmm. health and, you know, neglect the things that they need to do because they're like, the business is the most important thing. My, who cares about working out? Who cares about right. that? I got to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's just mentally to get through things is, it's like you don't even realize you're going through it until you get to the point where you are so overwhelmed that you feel like you can't even take a deep breath. I mean, I know as a girl, like, it's like, I feel like I'm going to start crying. Like, it has hit the fan. Like, there's no turning around. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Like, shit is going to hit the fan right now. And, you know, that is like, those moments that you hit when you own a small business, like that's a level of like adrenal fatigue that I used to think that just like people in like a police officer, a firefighter, a military. I mean, my sister's in the medical field and like I've recently just talked her off of a cliff and she was like she's been working out, trying to lose weight and all this stuff. And she has been waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning because I was like, hey, you can extend your day. We all get the same 24 hours. So what you do with that time is your decision. So she was like, I can get up. I can go to the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can do it. So she did it. She was doing it. But like 2-3 weeks into it, she's like, Kristen, I have not lost a pound. And I was like, how the hell are you? Like, maybe you're not pushing hard. Like, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe your diet's not clean. And she's like, no, I'm eating right. I'm working out, I haven't missed a day and all these things. And I was like, okay, let's break it down further. And she was like, okay, well, I go to bed at this time, wake up at this time. I'm like, oh, girl, you need sleep. You still need to sleep.
I was thinking it might be sleep too.
Yeah. So your body does require a level of rest. And if you're not getting that too, that can put your body into a level of adrenal fatigue. And guess what? You're not going to lose any weight. You're not going to lose any weight. Yeah. You may lose muscle mass. Your body is starving for rest at that point. Your mind, your body, I mean, it's all connected. So if you're not getting sleep, you're going to have a problem. So she reconfigured her schedule and she pulled some of the 4 a.m. workouts out and threw them at the back end of the day. So she got a little bit more sleep and all of a sudden pounds were coming off. Pounds. Because adrenal fatigue is that big of a deal. So it's just a matter of like listening to your body. But I mean, a lot of times we freak out and we have panic attacks or anxiety attacks and we don't know what's wrong. But the second you really start listening and then refocusing, and it goes back to like scheduling out your day. Like we do all get the same 24 hours, but it has to also work for you and your health. So, and we were talking before we even started filming this episode, children. I mean, as a mom-trepreneur, is that a thing? But like,
I think it is actually.
I think I've heard that before, but you're going to be giving a presentation, two presentations actually at the Tax and Legal 360 in a couple weeks. And we were just talking about, missing out on like the kids' last day of school. And I was lucky because I'm missing Kylie's last day of school, but the day before is the Honor Roll Awards. So I'm not going to miss the Honor Roll Awards. I'm just not going to be able to pick her up from school, which is, that's fine. She's 12. It's a non-issue. Mm-hmm. But for you, it's different.
Yeah, they're still pretty little.
Yeah.
And I you know what? It's hard because I grew up with a single mom who had to survive, who worked, who did all these things. So I've been taking care of myself and my little sisters since I was like seven, you know, like 7 years old. I'd have to watch my sisters while she went to night school, and I walked to school every day by myself. I didn't have someone pick me up blasting schools out for the summer. So for me, it's been important to try to be there more. And as a mom, yeah, I have a hard time not equating work with abandonment. And I've come a long way. And I know that moms, a lot of moms out there feel the same, no matter what you go through. You don't want to ever have your child think you're putting work before them. But at the same time, you're trying to give them a better life. You're trying to show them work ethic. You're showing them that they can do it too. Like my mom, for everything she did and how hard it was to just help us survive, you know, she also showed me how much you can do. You know, she did so much. She had so many kids. She was came over from Germany. She didn't know English. And I know I'm not the only child that has a good, like a good belief in myself, because we saw her actually be able to do it. But yeah, it's just a hard balance. It definitely adds a lot of pressure, you know, and just not everything. Having kids is scary. You don't want to mess them up somehow. Yeah. Like, well, but at the same time, you do have to take care of yourself.
You're not messing them up by missing the last day of school pickup. No, I promise you.
No.
And they get to see what an amazing woman, entrepreneur, business owner you are. So all that they're going to learn and they're going to grow with. So they're going to have that too.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I have all daughters and I want to show them that they can do whatever they desire and that they can, you know, that they are strong enough and they're smart enough. And I don't care if they want to own their own business or go work for someone else or anything. I just want them to be happy and, you know, do what they love. And that's what I'm doing too. I think there's this like martyr factor of being a mom where you're always like, I have to put my kids' needs over what I want. And then you're a business owner and you're like, I have to put the business's needs over what I need, even down to the point to where now you're not sleeping and you have adrenal fatigue. And there, and then you get depressed. And I was actually watching a Jim Carrey clip because I have gone down the Jim Carrey rabbit hole. He's so deep. Like it's crazy, but he actually said he learned from one of his spiritual teachers that the word depressed can also be looked at as deep rest, because it's your body saying, just like what you were saying, Kristen, I am craving rest. Yeah. Like I need you to stop and like rest me. And you know, I think maybe sometimes people, I haven't known about adrenal fatigue, but I could see that being confused, right? With just like, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, this and that. And it all comes down from just not taking care of your overall health
control,
because you're taking care of everyone else. And for me, speaking at this conference is super important. I'm putting myself out there. I want to do all of these things. I love to teach. I love doing this podcast with you. I've been a teacher at my heart my whole entire life. You know, like even when I was a waitress and they would tell me, train this server. Oh, I love to train you all day long. Like I love to teach people. I love to guide people through things. Probably why I got blessed with so many kids. You know, the universe is like, oh, she'll teach them. But for me, it's important. And I have to remember that, you know, when it comes to juggling motherhood and business owner and my personal desires, I do have to also put my own desires to be up there as well as not just everybody else's. So, we're both in it. You know, we both have to struggle and balance all of that. But I think you're just, you inspire me a lot. Aww. You're so just good at what you do, you know, and I'm just so glad that we found each other. Yeah. I feel really lucky. Why do I always get mushy on these when I'm talking about you? They're like, cue the third episode. Like, she's going to get mushy about Kristen.
I look so forward to filming these with you too. Like it's work, but it's also like we lift each other up. So it goes back to that aspect of like being around people that lift you up and don't pull you down. Like I look forward to these because I know we're going to get on and like you guys don't get to see all the behind the scenes stuff. Like we'll talk for a while before we'll talk about an episode. We'll talk about what's going on in life and you know, we're, you know, brainstorming and lifting each other up and it's nice. It's a really nice relationship to have. And like, people like Marit is the kind of people that I like to surround myself with. So I look forward to filming for CPA After Dark because I know that I get to see you and we get to converse not just for the podcast, but, you know, in between episodes and stuff. So
yeah, you find your tribe.
You do.
You know, you find your little tribe that's going to help you. And these scary things that you're like, I can't put myself out there. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. That's scary. It actually will help you connect with other people because you've told that story before when you met me. What was the first thing you did? You looked at my Instagram. Yep. So it's like me taking that step helped us connect and actually find each other.
You liked my shoes.
You know, it's like, yeah, well, of course. I actually have more shoes I'm going to be wearing this next time around. Can't wait for another shoe time at the conference. Yeah. But yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm part of Mark Kohler's Main Street Tax Pro program. And the tribe that is in that program has literally been life-changing for my business. Aww. And I would recommend if you are a tax professional, you know, or, you know, a business owner or something that is feeling like they have no one to lean on for finances and taxes and that part of your business, you should get his program and do it and be a part of the group because everybody is so supportive in there. I mean, it's like a group, it's a professional group that I've never met before. And up until this time, I was so lonely in the tax field and there aren't a lot of people you can lean on. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a very isolating industry. I guess it's, you know, it just goes back to finding your tribe.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a good tribe. And whether you're a tax pro or whatever you have to do, but you have to go find other like-minded people that are going to cheer you on and support you and, you know, help you and push you to network and do all these things to just help you be the best you can be.
Of course. Yeah. I love that.
And then thank goodness for family and sisters and like my sisters and my brothers.
Because they it help takes with the kids. Everybody to raise your kids.
Up.
Yeah. How you feel it? Yeah. I've won.
Trust me. I want to move out of this cold state and I can't because I love my family so much.
You need help. Like we wouldn't have moved.
No.
Wouldn't have moved if my in-laws couldn't have come with us. There's no way.
I know.
But
I think about that sometimes. I'm like, how did she convince everyone to go with her?
Yep.
You're like, we're all heading out of New Jersey. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, at the time, I had the only grandchild on both sides of the family. So I think that was a very easy decision to make. Mm. But still the only grandchild on my husband's side because he's the only child. But my parents have a couple now and they already moved. So I'm locked in.
Now they're stuck. Yeah, they're stuck with
me. Yeah.
But, that's cute.
Yeah. But I don't know. I hope you guys really liked this episode of CPA After Dark. We went off on a couple tangents, but it was all like relatable to the stress of being a business owner and how it is not for the weak-minded. So hope you guys liked it. Mm-hmm. If you have any stories or questions about being a small business owner, throw it in the comments below. And we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.